Alwyn Hsu from Wireless Etc. is in the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit more about tablets this week. And I've been playing with a Samsung Galaxy tablet, and it's a nice little tablet. It surprised me. It almost always seems like the kid brother to all the other tablets, maybe because of the marketing money or some of the other things, but it's a pretty functional tablet.
Well, it was the second major tablet announcement. iPad was the first one.
Yeah.
Then Samsung announced that they're coming with the Galaxy Tab. And a lot of people think of it as the little brother just because of its size.
Yeah.
It has a 7-inch display versus the 10-inch displays that you see on iPad. So it is a lot smaller. But the one thing I'll say is it's definitely not less powerful.
No, it's as far as accessing the web now, you do want to get it enabled for G3. You want to have it on the network and stuff like that. But it's pretty speedy as far as browsing the web and searching for your email. The keyboard works pretty well. I'm pretty impressed with it overall. And if you've got really big pockets, you can stick it in your pocket.
Well, somebody told me this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but the Galaxy Tab, when it was designed, designed so you could slide it into your suit pocket, your inside suit pocket.
Wow.
And
that's...
So I heard that, and I tried it myself, and now, you know where I carry my Galaxy Tab?
In your suit pocket?
Inside suit pocket.
But you look like you're in the SWAT team walking around with body armor, because you got this big square on your chest.
You know, yeah, well, if someone pulls up against my jacket, they can see it, but generally, no, people don't even notice that I have it, and all of a sudden, I pull it out, and everyone looks at me and go... Where did that come from?
Now, you're a BlackBerry user, so I'm going to ask you, when you've got the tablet, when you've got the Galaxy and you're traveling around with the Galaxy, are you using it for your email rather than the BlackBerry?
For me, yes. Well, it depends on what I'm looking at. If it's a quick little email that came in, a one-liner, I'll use my BlackBerry. But if I have a document, an attachment, whether it be an Excel file or a PowerPoint file, I'll use the tablet to open it up because you got the bigger screen and you can see what... the entire document looks like.
I was traveling back and forth to the island a few times over the last couple of weeks, and I had the tablet, the Galaxy Tab with me for all those trips. And all the time on the ferry, I was spending just browsing the web, just doing a little bit of research, using Mnemonic to clip different news stories for the show and stuff like that. And I found it a very capable web browsing tool.
And I do as well. When I sit at home, I actually usually have the tablet sitting beside me because it's an instant on. You just push the button on the side, it turns on, type in the website, and off you go. It's really changed the way that I browse. It's no longer walking to that desktop or powering up the laptop. I just turn it on, and off I go.
And if you are on a budget, it really you can get some pretty smoking deals right now on the Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, Samsung has really gotten behind this product, and they recognize, Apple's the market leader.
Mm-hmm.
So to make some inroads, they've gone very aggressive in terms of pricing. Right now, on a 3-year term, you can get these as low as $199, and then plus some of our additional promotions, you can actually get the device down to $50 on a new 3-year term.
That's pretty impressive. Now, you are going to have to add some sort of a data plan. You've got to figure out a way to piggyback this on your existing data plan or buy another data plan with the tablet. What's the options there?
Well, the nice thing about it is, if you already have a data plan, so you're using a smartphone of some type, you can piggyback onto that data plan. As low as $10 a month allows you to share the data plan with your smartphone, and you can use two devices. So there's a lot of different cost-effective ways in order to have not only data on your smartphone, but now data on your tab. And once again, we talked about the pricing of the tab, that device. You're talking 10% of what an iPad would cost you.
It could be as little as that. So if you are intrigued by the tablet, Samsung Galaxy tablet might be the way to go. You can stop by Wireless, et cetera, at a Costco, have a look, see if it does work for you. And it's certainly, I would have no trouble at all making it my main tablet to travel with all the time.